Chapter 3. The Pied Piper returned to Hamelin a hero. The people were very pleased that there were no more rats. They cheered and clapped the piper. They picked him up and carried him all the way to the town hall. The mayor came out to greet him. "Pied Piper," he said, "you have served this town well. And all of the rats in Hamelin are gone." The people put the piper down and he bowed to the mayor. "It was my pleasure," he said. "And now I ask for payment."
"Payment?" said the people. "We did not agree to payment. How much money do you want?"
The people seemed angry. The piper was surprised because the rats were not in the town, and it was because of his hard work.
"They should pay him."
"Do not worry," said the piper. "The mayor said I could have 10,000 coins, but I only ask for 1,000. The people were amazed.
10,000 coins, they cried. "That is much too much. It is too expensive."
The angry people turned to the mayor.
"Did you really tell this man he could have 10,000 coins?" they asked him.
The mayor was worried. He thought the people would be happy that the rats were gone, but they were still angry with him.
"No," he said. "I never told the piper he could have 10,000 coins."
The piper was amazed because the mayor was lying. "I do not even want 10,000 coins," he said. "I only want 1,000. The people folded their arms and frowned at him.
"Why should we pay you anything?" they said.
"You should pay me because I have done a good job," said the piper. "You owe me for the work I did."
"But the rats are gone," said a man. "You made them jump into the river. They are not coming back. What difference will it make if we pay you or not?"
The piper shook his head sadly. "You will have to decide who you are," he said. "Are you good, honest people who will pay a person for a job they have done well? Or are you bad, dishonest people who will not pay a person for a job they have done well?" The people did not like listening to the piper. They no longer cheered and clapped for him. Instead, they jeered and shouted at him.
"Go away," they said. "We won't pay you anything," they said. "You are strange and different from us," they said, "and we do not like you."
Secretly, the people knew what they were doing was wrong. Some of them felt guilty. It was a bad thing not to pay the piper for his good work. But, together as a group, they felt strong. It was easy to be rude.
"We've got what we wanted," they said. "Paying the piper won't change anything. So we are going to keep our money."
"You are making a mistake," said the piper. But nobody listened to him. They threw stones and shouted at him instead. They forced him to leave town. The biggest men in the town laughed.
"Ha! He is such a thin, weak man. What can he do to us?"
With no other choice, the piper left Hamelin without any money. He sat under a tree and thought about it. He looked at his hurt body and broken clothes. He was cold and hungry. He began to feel very, very angry with the people of Hamelin.
"Those people were very rude to me," he said. "I did a good job, but they refused to pay me. I need money to live. I need to buy food. I need to pay for a hotel while I travel. This is how I make my living."
The piper became worried. "If other towns learn that Hamelin did not pay me, they might not pay me either," he thought. "I must punish Hamelin. Then other towns will see that I punish towns who do not pay me, and they will always pay me." And so the piper began to think up a plan.